And we're back on Whole Living on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius XM 110 here on Whole Living. And joining me is a chef instructor at the Natural Gourmet Institute for Food and Health, Myra Kornfeld. She's the author of The Healthy Hedonist Holidays, A Year of Multicultural Vegetarian-Friendly Holiday Feasts, which I love. The Healthy Hedonist, more than 200 delectable flexitarian recipes for relaxed daily feasts, and The Voluptuous Vegan. So she's cooked everything. All different kinds, and she understands the connection between cooking and health. And I know a lot of people are trying to prepare more of their own foods. It can get confusing. So when you were like going to this journey, like I'm taking this class, at what point were you like, this is going to be my life? Because for a while you didn't know it was going to be your life. You were just sort of doing it.
When I was at school, I just was so excited about the process, and I was learning so much, and I was experimenting. It opened up a whole new world. I became like a sponge. And then even when I got out, I just started getting jobs here and there, and one thing led to
another. As a cook?
Yeah.
Really?
I started working at a home food service, then I started, you know, working a little bit in a restaurant here, and I just got more and more jobs, and then it started to take over, and then all of a sudden I realized, oh, I'm doing this full time.
That's the dream, is when you just love it so much that eventually it sort of takes over your life in a good way. So you don't have a strict diet of your own.
No, I'm really interested in quality ingredients. So I try to live out of the green market, the Union Square green market, as much as possible. So let me give you an example of an ingredient. So let's say you take an ingredient like soy sauce. I mean, a traditional soy sauce.
Oh, good one.
This is a good one.
Soy sauce.
Right. I mean, a traditional soy sauce is soy, wheat, water, and salt. But if you get one that's really not a good one at all, it could have 12 ingredients. It could have caramel coloring.
It doesn't need all those things, does it?
It doesn't need real stuff. No, but the real stuff is fermented. It goes through a process. The fake stuff is made in, you know, one night, and it's all fake chemical. Think of really when I think about food is, you know, there's the anticipation, there's the cooking and the eating, and then there's the long-term effects. And then there's other effects on the environment. And, you know, there it goes, you know, starting with, you know, food is huge.
It affects so many different industries and people and populations of people, not just our own health.
Exactly.
But then if there is one that someone says, well, what could I get that would go with the most things that's not too exotic, but a little different than regular salt?
Oh, I would steer people towards fine grind Celtic salt.
Fine grind Celtic salt. Is it gray?
It's a little gray, but it's harvested off the coast of Brittany in salt pools, and it's easy to get. It's everywhere now. And like I said, it has 80
Celtic
trace
salt.
Minerals. So that's what I stir.
Good in anything you're cooking.
Anything,
obviously.
And after people start, you know, use it, they can't switch. They just like.
I'm going to try that.